turn the mic over to you now.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jimmy. Thanks for inviting me. It's, thanks for the organizer for putting such a wonderful meeting together, the space, or the agenda, or the speaking. For me, it was really... For me, it has really been one of the most stimulating meetings I have attended
in recent times. I really... it's been very, very, very stimulating. Now, from my involvement on this, I see. I mean, really, we've come a long way. As Jimmy was mentioning, actually, for many people in developing countries, the way things were going in the early 1990s, with the conclusion of the TRIPS agreement of the World Trade Organization, we felt that really there was an inbuilt imbalance in the global IP regime, especially for the needs of developing countries, and we were seeking, with the help of others, to ways to redress this imbalance. And we started with the area of health, and Jimmy contributed to this very much. And then came that the area was a bit forgotten within the health debate, which was the knowledge area, and I think it is as much important because, as you say, knowledge is power, and the capacity to analyze, to learn, offers such important possibilities for people all over the world to engage and participate critically in building their future and their lives. Now, I think what has happened here is groundbreaking to have this dialogue. In itself, the fact that it was held, I see it already as a success and the proof of a success of this conference. I think we shouldn't overload the boat. I think we should take it a step by step. I think we should, we should acknowledge the importance of this meeting, and it has happened, and we should come out of it with a Paris Accord, as it has been said, I would take it as a two-step approach, and I would take the comparison of what we did with the WIPO Development Agenda, that we first, when we launched the initiative of the WIPO Development Agenda, we first tabled quite a short document in the assemblies of WIPO in 2004. We said, this is why we want to do this, this is why we think this is important, this is the questions we think that should raise, this is the points that we want to address. And I think, and then, at a later stage, a couple of months later, we presented a really much more comprehensive and elaborate document that says on each point, this is what we propose, this is what we propose, etc. So given the array of ideas and the proposals and interesting things we have heard, I would think maybe we should also consider this approach of having a relatively more short and compact document and that captures the essential principles that we agree upon and point out to the areas where they can be applied, and then we build upon what is already in this document of ideas to have a much more solid and a solid document. That I like what was said in last panel, that if you want to be effective in policy making and if you want to be effective in international fora, you have to have something that is solid in the sense that it's difficult to grab or to attack, and you have to put the load on the other person in front of you to try to show its shortcomings. And so you have to have a very which is a long process of consensus building, and that's why international agreements take very so long, because even on such issues, such complex issues. Now, once this is done, I would have hoped, even closer to Helsinki, that this kind of very compact document and enunciation of principles would be brought to, for example, the meeting we would have next week on the WIPO development agenda, because we see very much that this initiative concurs to what the Friends of Development are trying to do, which is to really get us to focus between creators and consumers on on the means to foster creativity and innovation with a new look, with a fresh look on it, and in a way that achieves the benefits, mutual benefits for all of us. So I hope it will eventually build in to this process. Now, once we do this, we have to look at a wider picture. As I said, this does not only fit about, it's not about, does not only fit in WIPO, it fits in many processes. And we should think how to insert it in the processes in UNESCO, in WIPO, in WTO, in the world, in the information society, in all these processes where creativity is at stake, where authors are authors and creators are the targets and often involved, and how to bring to these processes this innovative and new thinking on all these issues. And I would like at the end to be able also, very importantly, because we shouldn't forget this also, to come down to the national level. I would like to go to the Creators and Authors Society in Egypt and the consumers, for example, in my country, to tell them this has happened, this meeting took place, and this whole process of thinking led to this process. And it's very important in developing countries.